This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
You and I should know that legislation is a right that belongs to Allah and no one else. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. Legislation and lawmaking belongs to Allah. It is only Allah who tells us what is forbidden and what is halal. Only Allah, no one else. So now, when there are governments around the world, especially in the Western countries, that legislate according to their desire, and legislate and make laws according to what the vast majority of people want, which is known as democracy. Anyone who supports this process or accepts this process has fallen into a shirk, wal-iyadu billah, and as a result has damaged this tawheed. How is this person going to be expecting to be saved on the Day of Judgment? Even we need to be careful. Abortion laws. Someone decided to get together and say, you know what? It is legal for a woman to abort up to 6 months. Anything beyond 4 months is considered murder. Who are you people to say that this is legal and it is allowed to be done on Allah's earth? Only Allah has the right to say whether this matter is halal and haram. And it is by consensus of the ummah that anything past 4 months is impermissible to abort. Same-sex marriage, in Allah's law, it is haram. Who are these people that come about and say, you know what? Let's decide to legalize this the next day and allow people to practice what they like and what they desire. Anyone who supports this process has fallen into a shirk because he has supported the right of legislation for other than Allah Azza wa Jal. Dangerous matter. These are just examples. And how many, many Muslims that have fallen into something like this. And even this was at the time of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A companion came to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reading from the Quran, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran that the people have taken their rabbis and their priests as lords besides Allah. So a companion came and said, Ya Rasulullah, the Christians and the Jews are not making sujood to their rabbis and their priests. So what does it mean that they have taken them lords? They don't make sujood to them. See this companion? He's thinking that the only form of shirk is to do sujood to other than Allah. Then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corrected his understanding. He said to him, أَلَيْسُ يُحِلُّ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ وَيُحَرِّمُ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ. He said to him, don't their rabbis and their priests make lawful what Allah made unlawful? And they make unlawful what Allah made lawful? Meaning they legislate and they declare what's halal and haram according to what they like. The companion said, yes, that's what happens. He said, فَتِلْكَ عِبَادَتُهُمْ. Them supporting them on this matter, that is them worshipping them. That is a shirk. They nullified their tawheed. So be very careful, my brothers and sisters, that we don't fall into something like this. Because a tawheed will save you on the Day of Judgment. With shirk, and that's one of its forms, will doom and destroy you on the Day of Judgment. No chance to be saved.